your home for the most in-depth curling coverage you'll probably hear all week, semi-live from a studio. This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
Hi, guy.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm great. Good call. Yeah, yeah.
I just gotta
double-check all the parts, make sure they're, you know, where
still
they need to be. Well, they're where they need to be, I guess.
Yeah. It's a plus.
I got ambulatory. I got here, you know. That's a good start, right?
Yeah, man.
That's my sport for the week. It's getting up.
I can still walk. Thank you.
Checked and mate. Yeah, man. It's been a good week.
Has it?
We had the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Over the weekend on this previous Sunday.
And the Patriots did not win.
And that made me, I mean.
That was pretty good.
It was a.
Did you watch it?
I did. Yeah. We had a work party.
Oh.
So I was kind of intermingling between coworkers, kids, and.
Yeah, but you don't socialize, so you were watching the game.
And a football game. There was also gambling. We also gambled on. No, we can't talk about that. I caught the Super Bowl. If you had 6-0 for your numbers, you did pretty well for a couple quarters. We had a 0-3, 0-6 for the first couple. It was, I won't say underwhelming because it's styles make the fight, right?
Right.
Like Seattle rolled in with a top-notch defense and New England rolled in having faced a lot of top-notch defenses and has a real good defense for themselves. Young teams. Didn't surprise me that there wasn't, you know, a big flurry of action to start the game. And then all of a sudden...
It was not a good showing for the offense for the Patriots.
No. It really wasn't. It didn't look... I mean, not to dive too deep into the X's and the O's of it, but it didn't look like the Patriots were expecting Seattle to just keep blitzing.
Right.
And considering the New England Patriots started not one but two rookies on their offensive line on both their tackle spots.
Did not look good.
It's the first time in Super Bowl history that has occurred.
Sure.
And you could see why most teams don't get that far with rookies on your offensive line protecting your quarterback in a game like that. They were just getting hit. Drake May was running away from the line. You know, like when you're.
And unfortunately, he wasn't running in the right direction.
Correct. When you're running 5 yards backwards to start a play, it makes whatever is going to happen.
They didn't. I think they had. What do you have? Like 52 yards total, the first half.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah.
That's just,
yep. Seattle had, I think, a half a dozen sacks.
Yeah. I think it was seven. Yeah. Six or seven.
Yep. They.
Darnold looked all right. I mean, he was that defense for the Patriots is not bad either.
Oh no, you don't
they're,
get
they're,
all the
they're
way.
They're getting after Sam, but Sam was
managed the game correctly. He wasn't the MVP. The MVP of the Super Bowl was
Kenneth Walker, free agent to be Kenneth Walker.
You know, he had 150 yards. Didn't play much of the fourth quarter. But still ended up with 156 yards on the ground.
I mean,
they were already winning. So,
yeah.
I mean, for me, I watched the game. You can't really give it to an entire Seattle defense.
You should have.
But their defense, Byron Murphy, their first-round pick last year, defensive tackle, he had two sacks and a fumble recovery. DeMarcus Lawrence on their defensive line had two sacks.
Yep.
That, you know, Seattle.
I mean,
Seattle,
a lot of those
they
guys.
Earned,
I mean,
they, there wasn't a fluke there.
Yeah, they got a, I mean... There's that intercepted pass when I don't remember whose name it was, but grabbed it, took it in, ran it for a, you know, pick six. I mean, every one of them had plays.
Yeah.
I mean, so did Gonzalez on the Patriots, but...
But there wasn't enough on the Patriots side to overcome, I think, just a better team, you know? Like, I think going into next year, not to leap all the way ahead, but I don't believe that there's a team in the NFC... as good
I've been hearing all that all week so far.
Yeah, me too.
I mean,
yeah, me too. Me too.
You got the usual. I mean, you got the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what they're going to be like this year or this
Correct.
Coming year. You got Chicago. Chicago's going to be scary, I think, next year.
Well, at the beginning of this football season, you and I had this exact conversation about who do you think makes it all the way? Neither one of us.
At Seattle.
Did you have Seattle making it to this?
No, I was
in on the Rams.
A little butthurt because he wasn't
Sam Darnold wasn't your guy
again.
He's
still on my team.
No,
you know?
I hear you. I didn't predict New England to go from two consecutive four-win seasons to a 13-win season and a Super Bowl appearance.
They're a year ahead.
So they're definitely a year ahead. So I guess if we were, you're right, predicting who's going to be in this position
everybody
next
thought
year,
it was going to be the Rams.
Yeah, and they were close.
Yeah. The AFC is wide open right now.
It is.
Especially with Patrick Mahomes out.
Right.
You know, he's got an ACL or Achilles or whatever.
I mean, I'd like to think that Kansas City will be right back where they should be.
They hired back Eric Bieniemy.
Yep. I'd like Bieniemy. I'd like to assume the Ravens are going to be right where they should be, but they're replacing a coach and a coordinator and a defensive coordinator. Yep.
Right.
They have – so hard to predict at this point.
Drake May will have a year under his belt, another year. Yep. So, you know, that experience, that'll teach you some stuff.
You would think. There isn't I mean,
but they get it. They, you know, if Will Campbell improves, fixes the stuff that's wrong, which for a first round pick, you should not have stuff wrong.
Again, my thought, it falls on New England's coaching staff.
Yeah, probably.
To put a guy, they knew they were starting rookies at their offensive line. They should know that Seattle knew that too.
Yep.
They should know that Seattle is going to come. There had to have been an adjustment before that game started.
Or at least during?
Something that made do something. It seemed like Seattle was just one step ahead of New England's both offense and defensive coordinators.
Yeah.
You know, like, but yeah, I think New England, they're right back where they're going to be for the next 5 years. When you've got a coach and a quarterback in place,
Josh McDaniels is probably going to stay because he's not going to try another head coach position.
That's the type of team that should win 10 to 15 games every year.
Yeah.
No matter what, if you've got
AFC is still wide open. Josh Allen.
Yes.
You know,
Joe Burrow should have a bounce. Has more talent than about every quarterback, but he's on the worst franchise out of all of these premier quarterbacks. There isn't.
Denver Broncos
were within a game of the Super Bowl. You could even argue they were within bad weather of winning.
They have a backup quarterback playing.
Correct.
So which you know, that throws.
So I would assume they're better because they have the coach and quarterback in place.
So I mean, NFC. I mean, right now, San Francisco comes back healthy.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be dangerous.
I'm gonna give you one team that I cringe to say has a comeback in them for next year.
Minnesota.
I'm not doing that. No, it's Dallas. Dallas Cowboys.
No.
I firmly believe.
No.
I don't want to say it either, but I think a team with two first-round draft picks, loaded with talent, premier quarterback.
You know what's going to be the drama starting now? Is if Dak's going to stay.
It's Dallas. So there's drama. Drama is going to follow them. No matter what, there seems
to
generate
their own. Trade up
to
get Arch Manning to replace them. Dak goes, whatever.
I think that Dallas is that team that wins 13 games next year and comes out of the pack. It's way early. Way early,
but,
right?
And also history tells us, no.
Well, let's bring it, right. Let's bring it, okay, let's make it a little simpler.
Because much else has changed.
Who in the NFC North is going to be the surprise team for better or worse next year? For better or worse?
Better.
You think so? Okay. I mean, that wouldn't surprise I believe.
It's wishful thinking.
I have
no idea because he's still JJ is still.
You really think that's your starting quarterback next year?
Yeah, he'll be. I mean, unless they're talking Kirk Cousins because he's going to get cut from Atlanta.
I mean, I'll tell you, when your options are Kirk Cousins or a bust of a first-round
draft
pick.
I mean, we didn't do bad
pick
with Kurt.
No, you did just fine with Kirk Cousins for a number of years.
I don't know.
So that's in the division.
That's the only part of my team
that's
for the most part.
Only the most important position on the field.
I mean, that's the biggest one is the quarterback. Is he going to stay healthy and is he going to be anything?
Probably not. But it's. So I guess the surprise. So would it?
There's going to be the surprise.
Is there going to be a bottom of the?
That's the only
team?
Surprise. I mean, honestly, Minnesota right now is the only surprise in the North to make it. If they come all the way back,
because all the teams in the NFC North were pretty closely grouped, right? Like,
I mean, we had a better
Packers
record.
Were 9-8.
We were a better record than Detroit.
Yeah. Right. Is there a team in that division that can bottom out and be a 3-win team? Would it surprise you if? I mean. You know the answer is Green Bay, right? Like,
yes.
Green Bay would Green Bay is that team that is facing a coach that could get fired,
yep.
a general manager who could be on his way
honestly,
out.
Honestly, though, anybody that division is still up for grabs. There is nothing set yet, I think.
Okay.
I mean, I think Chicago is a fluke. Once again,
history has told us that Chicago's not going to be there next year, but
we remember what I always say when you have a quarterback that just does it outstanding in his first or second year.
Yeah.
Offseason, we obviously have a lot more tape than how he's going to be.
Sure, yeah.
Jaden Daniels.
Correct.
You know?
I mean, C.J. Stroud was like that as
well.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Jordan, happened to Jordan Love.
You know?
So are you saying the Vikings have an advantage because their quarterback hasn't played? Because nobody has any tape on him yet.
No,
because,
that's just a difference. That's
that's a different. That's got bad tape. That guy's got some bad tape.
They go, well, he's going to do it on his own. No, I don't know. Nobody knows. The only people that know are probably in that building, and they're still kind of going. Meh.
Because the big changes for most franchises have already happened. Your coaching changes, your general manager changes, your draft pick. Your draft picks are coming, but for most teams. A single draft pick, we'll just say specific to the NFC North, isn't going to change. There's nobody looking for their quarterback.
No. Unless Minnesota, I'm going to keep on talking, Minnesota, if they make a splash, like the rumors, there's rumors.
Sure.
And, you know, whatever. Like Joe Burrow, trade for Joe Burrow. Sure. So we can have him every other year.
Yeah, you don't want that. You don't.
You know?
No. I mean Minnesota has made big trades before.
They never worked out. Malik Willis.
Sure.
I mean, I've been hearing, because I follow
different,
you know, there's these guys that are just trying to get any kind of followings and clicks. But there's some, you know, Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
No.
You would rather.
Why?
I would rather
try and make sure that JJ is it and give him a chance.
Suffer through.
One more year.
We could be halfway through next year. Your team could be sitting at. Just for example, 2-6. J.J. McCarthy has been the starter at 2-6. He's got 8 touchdowns and 9 interceptions. And now you're saying, can we please tank this season away so we can get Arch Manning, right? Like that's that's kind of where you're...
Kind of. I mean, then at that point, I mean...
So if they're playoff team...
Kevin O'Connell, is he staying?
Correct. No. Right? So next year, if J.J. McCarthy... makes their team to the playoffs, he's your quarterback of the future. If they don't make the playoffs, he is not your quarterback of the future. Is that kind of where the line is?
Probably.
Okay. That is where it comes to with these first-round quarterbacks, by the way. You eventually...
But
the trade-off of kind of waiting and developing...
But Sam Darnold has now changed that for a lot of people.
Baker Mayfield as well.
Baker Mayfield. Yep. I mean, look at... I mean,
Daniel Jones, just don't go to the Jets. Hurt.
Just don't go to the Jets. You'll be all right. But... It just shows that you got to have a little patience. The problem is, like with Minnesota, we got some stars.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Jefferson, a.k.a.,
sure, yeah.
you know, Jordan Addison, which I think they're going to trade in the offseason.
They should, yeah.
They should, to get some picks.
Yeah, need them.
But all of a sudden, as a Minnesota fan, I've gone through this. Adrian Peterson.
Right.
We wasted...
His prime years.
Yeah, for the most... Yeah.
Right.
You know? So
Chris Carter, same thing. Chris Carter might be one of the greatest wide receivers of all time. Didn't sniff the playoffs for nearly his entire Minnesota career. Nearly, right up until the end of his career.
Yeah. But then it's going to be a case. There's just a lot of things that can happen that can go wrong next year. And I think I love Justin.
Yeah, Justin Jefferson is a premier talent.
He
seems like a good
dude.
He is
the face of that franchise.
Yeah.
But I could see them going, hey, we're going to rebuild. It's going to take us several years. We don't want you wasting away.
Sure.
Trade him. He's a first-round pick.
Well, when you're rebuilding, it doesn't matter how good they are. You don't want expensive contracts. And a guy like Justin Jefferson might be the highest-paid wide receiver in football amongst them.
Top three.
So 3 years from now, 2 years from now, you don't need to be rebuilding with a $50 million wide receiver hanging out on your roster.
Yeah.
I like that doom and gloom. That's nice. The season just ended, and we have already tanked for
next
year.
That's where
we're at. That is a sports fan. That 100% just wraps up
but
exactly what it is.
But I'm a realistic one at this point, you know?
Yeah.
I really want JJ to work out. Mm-hmm. Really do, because it would set us up for for a while.
Yes, yeah.
Otherwise, then you're gonna just
you are doing.
But I don't want to lose Kevin O'Connell either, because I think he's a really good coach.
Well, I think you kind of hit that Stefanski route with a guy like that, right? Like you doesn't matter how good of a coach you are if you consistently keep losing.
But he hasn't, though. I mean,
he's a well above 500.
Stefanski never hit 14 and
correct
three. Yeah. Or
you'd
two.
Think that would buy you some wiggle room, except for the guy that you got hired with just got fired.
Well,
so and I said that's a
weird. He was a weird hire to begin with.
It's fair.
So anyway, that's enough about that.
You don't want to talk any more football for at least another.
No, I just don't want to talk about my Vikings because it's like.
Oh, that's fine. No, yeah, you don't.
I'm gonna start drinking and then not drinking, and then
the roller coaster, man. Yeah. Nope. So
Zoloft.
We're gonna just say the NFL regular season is now in the rearview mirror.
Everything's in the rearview
mirror. The draft is coming up. Yes. Senior Bowl is coming up.
Yes.
The draft really is my. I get excited about the draft too. Really. We could at a certain point just start.
My Vikings have more than just 5 picks too. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, the last couple of years they've been short on picks. They're gonna do
now that I don't want to talk about. But I'm just saying with the. Yeah. GM gone and an acting one. That's why they're keeping where he's at.
Yeah.
And just have him as acting. Because I think they're going to do some stuff in the offseason here with drafts.
I mean, I don't know. You're going to see a draft that probably reflects your head coach a lot more than reflects your team. Yeah, I think that's the goal. Yeah.
So draft in Pennsylvania this year, Pittsburgh this year.
All right, Steelers. That's cool. I like that. I like that they're moving the draft around every year. Feel good.
We got that in April.
The Milwaukee Brewers.
You want to talk about NFL honor?
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to.
Just season awards. Let's wrap up the MVP through all the awards
just
NFL does.
Just the really top ones.
Yeah, the ones that matter.
So Matthew Stafford got the MVP.
Okay.
Drake May was a close second.
Like, they said it was the closest vote.
Like
it was
two or
one.
Three?
The one reporter who voted for Justin Herbert, swung this vote, actually came out and said why. I didn't agree with it, but I really liked that one reporter came up and stood on his vote. So it wasn't a mystery vote, which is cool. Yep. Which a lot in the NFL this year with reporters voting on honor things. It was kind of nice to see them own it.
Jackson Smith and Jigma got the Offensive Player of the Year.
That's
so not only
right.
is he a Super Bowl winning wide receiver, he's
the best wide receiver in football.
Well, offensive player.
Yeah.
Myles Garrett, with no shock, got the defensive player.
On a terrible Cleveland team, yep.
Which is going to get even worse because their coach, their DC, is not staying.
Nice. Was it the...
Oh, what's his name? Doesn't matter.
Schwartz, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Jim Schwartz.
Yep. He resigned.
Oh, because he didn't get the head coaching job.
Correct.
That feels right. Yeah.
Christian McCaffrey, comeback.
I love those comeback player of the year because Christian McCaffrey has been off injured his entire career. He was hurt last year, didn't get hurt this year. That's how he won the award. But okay, keep her moving.
Bobby Wagner, Walter Payton Award, which is a good one. I like that.
Man of the year. Yep.
Mike Vrabel, coach of the year.
Yeah. I mean,
And then Josh McDaniels got assistant coach of the year.
His assistant coach. Yeah, to go from 4-13 to 13-4. And only really change the head coach.
Yeah,
that works.
Teter McMillan, the wide receiver from Carolina, got offensive rookie.
Okay.
And then the rest is...
Rando.
Chris McCaffrey got several things.
Wow, he must have been a really nice guy this year.
Tyler Shough got rookie of the year.
Yeah, the last two-thirds of the year, he looked like a real quarterback.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say I'm wrong about 25-year-old rookie quarterbacks, because I'm not. But generally, it does not work out to bring an old man in as your rookie quarterback. Right. But it did for the Saints this year. Yeah.
Yep. So that's the NFL.
All right.
We're not done until March.
I said not long. You got about 3 weeks, because you're going to be getting into East-West games, Shrine games, Senior Bowls, the Combine stuff. We'll start rolling into that little by little.
You talk about basketball.
Oh, we will. Yeah, there was a...
Or you want to talk about your Brewers trade?
I mean, the Brewers traded Caleb Durbin. Caleb Durbin was one of my favorites.
Was?
He was. He got picked up in the Devin Williams trade to the Yankees. He was the player. There were two players. He's the only remaining player. He was third in the Rookie of the Year last year. Hit 250. He's about 5'7". He's a scrappy little fella. Hmm. Runs bases well. Fan favorite. He was traded over to the who did he get traded to?
I don't know. The Brewers.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Red Sox. They traded him to the Red Sox.
Okay.
The Brewers in that trade picked up a young, very good pitcher named Kyle Harrison. He was part of another. He's a top line prospect. He's a guy who will be in the Brewers rotation next year as a left-handed, hard throwing lefty. Brewers love these kind of guys. They really make a difference. Their team is littered with these
guys. Are they going to be just as good as last year?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Who's their coach?
It's Pat Murphy. Pat Murphy's the greatest.
I was trying to remember.
Pat Murphy. He's back. He was the manager of the year last year. Trading Caleb Durbin opens up the Brewers. They have a lot of prospects at AA and AAA that are just Brewers have the best minor league system in baseball. They've been ranked now as the best in baseball. Which
I heard they're fixing their stadium up too.
Trying to, you know, it's
like an $8 million renovation.
It's a pretty sweet stadium. I don't know what they could possibly do to make it better. It's a baseball stadium, you know. But maybe.
Okay.
So they trade Caleb Durbin. The Brewers had 7 third basemen start a game last year.
Sure.
They had none of those players except for a Tyler Black who is in AAA now. Are with the roster anymore.
Okay.
They need some offensive help somewhere. Caleb Durbin, like I said, he was hitting 250, had stolen bases, double-digit home runs. Nice, solid guy to have in like the 6-7 spot of your lineup.
6-7.
My kids just rolled their eyes from so far away. It's necessary. The Brewers have made trades and signings. There's a numbers game. They had to let somebody go. When you're the Brewers and you need cost certainty on your lineup, you do things like make this trade, because the most important thing in baseball is controllable starting pitching.
Sure.
Yeah, the arbitration system, how it works for free agents, is you want to get a young pitcher that you can 5 years on the cheap. That's really all you want.
Yeah.
The Brewers did that really well with guys like Freddie Peralta, and then you turn around and you trade them, and you max out your value. They've been really good about that. Obviously, with spring training, because it's spring training starts next week. Pitchers and catchers are reporting. They're playing soft toss in Arizona right now. I have always thought, my dad went a couple years ago, it seems like such a good time. You could meet Jacob Mizorowski at the gas station.
Sure.
You know, like, you could hang out with Jackson Churio.
Yeah, pretty much Arizona's
at
like
Applebee's.
Arizona, you know? Florida.
Half the teams are in Arizona and the other half are in Florida. It's the Cactus League and the Grapefruit League.
Yep.
It's not really divided American League, National League. It's kind of, the teams just sort of decide
who are they, where they want to go.
I think it's Sunrise, Arizona, something like that. I don't know, in the desert there. But, desert, you know, there's 15 teams with all the players, coaches that are at these complexes, which tells you that
it's also like their minor league system too.
Yeah, you will get the best of your minor leagues are there. It's a lot of development stuff because guys start going to Arizona Fall League, they go to the Rookie League, they start going to their single A and double A camps from there. So this is how,
like, it's like Legion softball or
it's
baseball.
It's a big old
for those people that aren't really into baseball. I get it.
Yep. So they're all, it's a big old baseball time.
Sure.
Down there. It's still really early to say, oh, I can't wait to talk about the Brewers. Really all you want to see through spring training, health.
Yeah.
Every year, the Brewers seem to make some signing in spring training that you say, oh, that's cool. They did that, huh? That'll be nice. The Brewers themselves, their team isn't that changed over. Ooh, excuse me.
You okay?
I had some French fries before I came in. They're a little into. Yeah, I'm old. So anyway. French fries hurt.
Huh.
So spring training, for baseball fans, it kind of feels like the sunrise. It kind of feels like the winter is over when I start talking spring training.
My goal this baseball season is to actually know more than two names on my Minnesota Twins.
I will help you with that. I will, because
they got a new manager too. So.
They do have, and because you didn't pay any attention to them last year, their whole team is new for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is like, I could be introducing a whole new...
Have you been here for a while? Oh, this guy's pretty cool.
Can I talk about Joe Mauer for, you know? Like,
yeah, I knew that name.
Yes, you did. Yeah, I will help you with that. We will try to cover some amount of Twins every week, just in like, I'll give you some fun facts and you can be like, I remember that guy. Like, Byron Buxton might still be with them.
I've gone to baseball games.
Okay.
I have a
good
Homer
for you.
Hickey.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That was a long time ago, buddy.
Yeah, thanks.
That was a different century. I'm fairly certain that they were wearing the Homer hankies, but
91.
That's a long time ago, man. 91. I remember those games.
I know what years they
They're
won.
Some of my favorite sports memories are watching Twins in the World Series late at night when I was about 9 years old. Yeah, that right. had to have been 91. Other more exciting things.
You got 3 minutes.
Okay. The Winter Olympics kicked off.
Yay, Snoop Dogg.
Was he doing that? I don't know. I'm assuming Snoop Dogg does everything.
Is the
right?
official spokesperson for the Olympics.
That
this
feels
year.
Right. No, that why not? That
he
feels...
was hanging on a Zamboni. He went down a luge. Yeah. He's trying to ski. That was hilarious.
Wow. I would...
Snoop Dogg does not ski.
I could have guessed. It's a reminder every year about just how much I don't know about sports. Right, like I think we like sports. We might even love sports. I know a lot about baseball, football, basketball, maybe even soccer. I start veering off. I watched curling last night for 2 hours. I love it. I am.
There's a nurse.
Galesville. Yeah. You want to go to Galesville and go curling? By the way, there's a curling club down in Galesville.
It's Centerville.
Centerville. You're right. I know that. I got family in Centerville. I drive past that all the time.
Yep,
you're right.
That facility.
It's like a bowling alley, but you can go curling. For anyone not aware, curling is essentially bocce ball on ice, or you know, like you're pushing a broom and a big rock.
Somebody
horseshoes ish.
Ski ball.
It's like ski ball. You got to put a little English on her.
Ski ball. Yeah.
Carom's like pool, right? Like billiards. You're trying to play angles and knocking things around for points.
Yeah, bocce ball.
Fascinating. I was watching, and it doesn't take long before you don't even care that you don't understand it. Yeah. The excitement in the crowd, the people yelling at each other.
I've had friends and some employees that in other places.
Sure, yeah.
That were into it. Like those four were like best friends.
Yeah.
But they also did curling.
I could get it. I could get into curling. It looks like
Have to have physical talent.
No, they look like all of them look like I could like arm wrestle a couple of them.
Right,
but
right.
I would. Curling is fantastic. U.S. got the silver medal, first time that they have ever gotten any medals in curling.
No,
in the mixed double. Right. It's a fantastic sport. I was watching the biathlon also.
Oh, that's
intense, dude.
You've got to be in shape for that.
That one's the opposite of curling.
Yes.
They are cross-country speed skiing up to targets and then shooting, pulling their rifle off their back and shooting at targets from 50 meters away.
The fanciest rifles you'll ever see in
your
life.
It's amazeballs. I was super into that. It was really great to watch the biathlon.
1 minute left, by the way.
It's just great. I love these sports that just sort of become a niche.
Especially right now.
Niche sport right now. It's a nice distraction on my calendar. You get a little bit of, USA, you get excited for your people, but you also realize you're making stars out of people that you'll never hear from again. Yeah. Like speed skating and figure skating.
Sure.
I could watch the Winter Olympics, I think, outdo it for me versus
I'm
the Summer Olympics.
Watch it tonight, since I've got the channel, I can
sure,
watch
yeah.
it on. Yep.
Yeah, I'm into that. I forget that every couple of years. The NBA All-Star Game is going on this weekend. Doesn't do anything for me.
No.
Yeah, no, it is very unimpactful. The Bucks still have Giannis. That also doesn't feel right with me. Did I mention Badger basketball beat Illinois?
Yep. No, he didn't.
No, I didn't. They beat Illinois, ranked number 7. They made a big old comeback, won in overtime.
They're
going to the tournament. Hey, everybody, have a great weekend, and we'll see ya. Bye-bye.